This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rena is here, and Rena is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, how are you?
Oh, I'm aces. How are you today?
I'm okay, a little tired. We were going at it on CCO Radio late. You were a part of Care 11's coverage was streaming. Tell people about it. I'm sure plenty of people listening participated, but tell people about what was taking place last night.
We were streaming. I think we just ended the stream, actually, at noon. We started at 5:30 last night, and live continuous coverage all the way up until noon today. So we had experts on and analysts, and we went to all the parties around town, and we had people everywhere out in Washington, D.C., at the GOP, at the DFL, down in Mankato, in Wisconsin. We had crews everywhere. So it was kind of interesting because, you know, normally when you're doing wall-to-wall coverage like that, it's usually breaking news and on broadcast. So this is like a different... This is a different entity, and I'm not going to lie. I had no idea what Care 11 Plus was until like a month ago. So here we are.
Yeah. I appreciate the honesty, because I'll tell you right now, as someone who watches Care 11 and has watched Care 11 throughout my life, I've never heard of Care 11 Plus. You know,
okay, let me just explain this real quick. Yep. It's an app for your smart TV. So either you know how like when you go onto your TV and you like click down to apps and you're like, oh, I'm going to put on Hulu. I'm going to put on Disney Plus.
Right.
It is an app for your smart TV that you can download so that you can go to it. It has news 24/7 and then also, you know, different things that we've done in the past that you can click on, and you can get it on Amazon Fire TV. You can get it on Roku. You can get it on Apple TV. So, but that's what it is. It's an app where you can stream news 24/7 all the time.
Okay. How did it feel then, if it's different than traditional coverage where you're still covering, but you're trying to cover in a different way? I mean, how did you try to distinguish from, okay, if you're normally on the set with the cut-ins when NBC News is not handling the majority of the coverage?
We were in the studio the entire time. We never left the studio.
Maybe I didn't say it right. Trying to be a little different in the approach.
We weren't. We handled it just like we would handle news.
Okay.
The only difference is apparently we can swear, which I opted not to do because there's no FCC on the stream. Yeah.
Okay. Who was with you?
Julie Nelson, Chris Rapsky, Jana Shortle, John Croman.
Yeah, normal
we had
crew.
We had Jeff Hayden and Brian McClung as our GOP and DFL strategists, or analysts, I should say. We had all the reporters. We probably had 9-10 reporters out in the field. It was the whole gang here.
Did someone swear?
No one swore.
No,
did they
announce, hey, if you want to add some flavor, go ahead, say the F word or whatever?
Well, I did at one point. Jeff Hayden was saying something that he said, oh, this person said some terrible things that we can't even say on TV. I said, we're on live stream. You can say whatever you want. But he chose not to. He censored himself.
Yeah. part of the storyline, and the biggest part of the storyline, is Donald Trump staged another historical part of his life, from the greatest upset to the greatest comeback, but also a female president will not happen again. And we are 47 for 47. You are a journalist, but we are reporting that you're also a female. How do you feel about females, politics? What is a fair part of the conversation? What is, no, you're reaching when you bring out the female part of the equation? Where do you stand on that part of the kind of the look back on this election when we're still trying to wait for the final declarations on a couple last states?
That's hard because, you know, I am a female, and no matter if you disagree with me, then, you know, I'm wrong and I'm terrible and I'm bad at my job and all the stuff and all the things. But as a woman, it is disheartening to me, and I don't mean this woman in particular. I just mean it is disheartening to me as a woman that we can't seem to elevate a woman to this level in this country. There are countries that would be shocking to you if you knew they had, at some point in their history, even decades ago, elected a female leader. And somehow we can't seem to do that in this country. And unfortunately, people don't want to hear this, but when someone is male and they're unlikable, they're seen as tough and they're seen as, you know, a leader. But if someone is unlikable and they're female, then they're that B word. And I just don't like them. That's the reason I'm not voting for them, is that I don't like them. And that is a gender issue. It is a, whether people realize they're doing it or not, women fall under whatever crack it is because men rise in this country. They just do. And I think even some men do it, not consciously.
I think that is a very valid point in many ways, including for the folks who are picking and choosing what they heard you say. This isn't Rena in any way saying, well, the reason why Kamala Harris lost is because she's female. There are people in this country who will intentionally vote for Harris because she's a female. But we still are not at the point, in my opinion, where the totality of the voters will view a female candidate the same as a male candidate. And by the way, Donald Trump, considering the gains he made, most likely would have beat a male or a female. But you can have the duality of the conversation and say, where is this going? And Trump is incredibly unique, where his supporters love the bullying comments, the brusque comments, the outlandish comments. They think that's great. Others, including myself, are like, my God, I mean, does it ever end? And that would be an example of a female politician, not to the Trump level, because nobody's to the Trump level, but female politicians, while in a much better position than 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 60 years ago, still are not close to that same footing as male politicians. And by the way, there's a trickle-down effect to that in our society. While, again, 20, 40, 60, 80 years ago, we're immensely better. Do we still have a ways to go? Without a doubt.
And if you can't honestly sit back and think about this logically and critically and come to the conclusion, again, I'm the kind of person that feels like you should vote for the right candidate. I would never vote for someone just because they were female. So that is, that is not how I view politics. But the fact that we can't elevate a woman to that level because they are seen differently as men, they are perceived differently than men, you have to be able at this point to say that is true.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, and I think probably somebody will announce for the presidency in the next week. I mean, honestly, it never stops. But let's say when it's more realistic in like about 3 years. I wonder if the Democrats like Gretchen Whitmer could be a factor. There's other females across the country who are in business, who are in the Senate, who are governors. I wonder if that'll be a part of the debate. I just don't know how significant a part of the date it will be, where Democrats will say, unfortunately, we're still fearful of how certain female politicians, or maybe all female politicians, will play nationally. Now, again, in this state, we have Amy Klobuchar, we have Tina Smith, we have Angie Craig, we have elected women across country in business. So I'm not saying it's a glass ceiling and no one has a chance, but it is a part of the conversation which should not be avoided.
And to be fair, Kamala Harris was elected as a woman to a high office, yes, as vice president. Yes. And I know people don't Absolutely. Think much of the vice presidency, but that could have very, especially going against Trump on a second term, that could have very well hurt the Biden ticket by announcing that there was a woman on as his vice presidential pick, and they won. So, I mean, that's a step forward for women for sure.
The bigger issues for me why Donald Trump won is the incredible loyalty he has within what is his party now. It is his party. The fact that poll after poll, as I was saying to former Governor Plenty, showed folks just favoring Trump on the economy, on immigration, on safety. So if Joe Biden would have picked a male vice president, Donald Trump still may have won because of that support.
The issues. Yes.
With the issues which matter most. But the female conversation is worth having. All right, go get some rest. I mean, how's your daughter? What's going on? How did the parade? I know you didn't get to attend the parade, but how did the Halloween parade go?
Oh, it was very cute. It was kind of sad. My daughter's so into Halloween, and then our little friends from next door moved away, so it was just her and I. And I think that was kind of sad because we'd go up to the house, and she's kind of shy anyway. So after like a block, she was like, let's just go home.
Oh, jeez. So I felt really bad for her.
Yeah. I know.
Well, hopefully more friends are coming to the mix. If not, maybe Uncle Dave. Yeah. Uncle Dave Harrigan next year can go.
I invited him. He said, "Yeah, absolutely not under any circumstances."
Yeah, he wanted. Harrigan, do you want any part of that parade?
That was the reason I stayed away. No parade. Yeah. Can't be a part of that. If it's just trick-or-treating, I'm in.
Yeah. Thank you, Rena. Appreciate it.
See ya.
Rena Sargentopoulos. It's 52 past 12 on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.